everyone, it's Wendy Knight Agard here from the Wendy Knight Agard Show and the What's Eating You emotional eating programs that help you lose weight through mind mastery. Hey, do you ever feel like you're split in two? I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm split in five, six, seven, actually, with all the different things I'm doing and all the different roles I play in my life. But really, you are two people. We are all two people. We're going to talk about that. And, you know, the first thought that comes to people's mind when I talk about being two people is, oh, yeah, when I talk to myself. I don't know about you, but I've caught myself talking to myself so many times. I've even caught myself walking down the street and saying words out loud and only realize that I'm doing it when somebody looks at me strange when they're walking the other way. My kids tease me about it all the time when they see me talking to myself. And they can usually tell because my lips are moving, but there's no sound coming out. Or I've got, you know, facial expressions going on that have nothing to do with anything going on in the room. But seriously, again, I'm talking about something that is really has a universal and scientific foundation that is much more than talking to yourself or feeling like you're split because you have many different roles in your lives. What I'm talking about is understanding that there are two fundamental parts of your mind. There's the false ego, and then there's the true self. And the sad reality is that the false ego is running most of our lives. Most of us aren't even aware of the false ego. We don't know it exists. And we don't understand the role that it has in running our lives. So that's what I want to wake you up to today, okay? Because this false ego wants to keep you living in fear and self-judgment. It is very critical. It not only criticizes you, it criticizes others. It's the one that judges others as well. It also wants you to play small in your business. And the reason is the false ego does not like change. And growth, right? Success, expanding your business, stretching beyond your comfort zone means change. False ego doesn't like that. It fears everything. It feels failure, yeah, but it also fears success. So let me repeat that. It fears success. Why would it fear success? Isn't that what we all want? Well, the false ego can get in the way there. Because it's afraid of others expecting things of you, of having responsibility, right? And deep down, it fears that it really doesn't even deserve the success. Now, some of you might be connecting here with what I'm saying, and to others, it might sound strange, but just stay with me here. Notice that I'm using the word it, because I really want you, when you recognize these thoughts and feelings, the fear, the judgment, the criticism, all of these things coming up, I want you to understand that they really are not the true you. They are all coming from your false ego. So I want you to start to think of that part of yourself as it. It allows you to create some separation and to see it for what it is, okay? Because the more aware we become of this false ego, the more power you'll have to shrink it, to keep it at bay, to stop letting it run your life. Okay, so you really want to become conscious of it in every area of your life so that you can shrink it. Now, guess what happens when the false ego starts to shrink? The good news is your true self, in all its brilliance and genius, starts to shine through. It's like a diamond thrown in a barnyard covered in mud, right? Until you wash all that mud off, you can't see the diamond. The false ego is the mud, and the true you, of course, is the brilliant diamond beneath. Your true self doesn't care what others think. It knows no fear. It doesn't know jealousy, guilt, shame, any of those emotions. It doesn't compare itself to others. It just is, plain and simple. It just is. So when you're aligned with it, with your true self, you know exactly what you want. Your actions reflect what your true self wants, not what this paranoid, insecure, false ego would have you do. So you can see the benefit in trying to become aware of this false ego and connecting with your true self. So I really want you to start to notice when your false ego is at play. You know, start with the small things like just noticing how much you're fussing over your hair someday when you're on your way out. Ask yourself, you know, okay, so my hair is not really perfect the way I like it, but what does that mean? Is it because I'm worried that others are going to judge me because my hair is not perfect? Or makeup, clothes, these kinds of things. I mean, ladies, a question for you. Can you ever leave the house without lipstick? I remember a time when I could not do that. You know, once I started wearing it, I've never been big on wearing a lot of makeup, but once I started wearing lipstick, I decided that my lips were not beautiful enough to look at without lipstick if I left the house, which is, of course, ridiculous. Now I can leave the house without lipstick, but that's because I've done work on shrinking my false ego. Now, I still wear lipstick sometimes, but I can make those choices much more readily. Sometimes I just don't care. My true self doesn't care if I go to the store and a neighbor sees me without lipstick. I mean, really, who am I trying to impress and why? But see, these are a lot of things that we do automatically and we don't recognize what's really going on. And for guys, I mean, guys have their own things too. Maybe it's the clothes you wear or the car you drive or the sports equipment. That's one that's big with a lot of guys I know. It's their sports equipment, right? They got to have the right basketball shoes or the right golf clubs. You know, they can't have the no-name golf club. It's got to be, you know, whatever the current going brand is. So the next time you're getting dressed to go to a business meeting, for example, just ask yourself, really ask, if you bought those clothes because that's what everyone else is wearing and that's what expected, or are they really an expression of your individuality, of your true self? Now, again, I separate that from strategic dressing because obviously strategic dressing is part of doing business. And there are times when we are going to dress a certain way to get a certain result. I mean, we're not going to go in for a bank loan for our business dressed in flip-flops and dirty sweatpants, right? Because the game, once we step into that bank, is that the bank manager is going to make a bunch of judgments about us. Now, we know those judgments aren't necessarily true, but we're going to step into that game to get a certain end result. I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about really expressing yourself and your individuality and your true self in everything you do, including your clothing. So a suit might be called for, but perhaps you don't like blue, right? Just because everyone at the bank wears blue doesn't mean you necessarily need to wear blue. So this is what I'm getting at. Just start to evaluate this and how it plays out in your life. Now let's look at a more sensitive one, like volunteering at your church. I say more sensitive because we've all grown up with this idea of giving back, volunteering, participating in the community, and how important it is, and we often feel obliged to do it. But I really want you to evaluate some volunteer or giving activity that you participate in and ask yourself, are you really doing it because it's meaningful for you and it's important to you? Or are you doing it because you want to impress the pastor or your neighbors or your, you know, the other churchgoers or someone else like that? Because you'll find that when you get honest with yourself in these discussions, you'll find that a lot of the time, it's really not about you genuinely wanting to contribute to those organizations, but it's more about your false ego wanting the approval of certain individuals around you. And this is important because this affects how you really do live your life. And of course, then this affects how you eat emotionally, okay? Because once you start to get clear on this, you're going to start to realize how much that false ego has played a role in not only the small decisions like what you're going to wear, but larger life decisions like, yeah, volunteering at the church, or maybe even what you studied in post-secondary education, right? Or what career or business path you took, because perhaps your parents and their generation really admired a certain type of entrepreneur. And so you did that more to please them than to please yourself. And I think you can make the leap here that if you're living that way, you've got a whole mess of unprocessed emotions that can very well be behind a lot of your emotional eating. So I really want you to challenge yourself over the next little while and look for areas in your life where that false ego is at play and start to become more and more aware of it and ask yourself those deeper questions. Okay? Until next time, keep in touch with me on Facebook. Search for What's Eating You, the What's Eating You page. That's W-H-A-T-S as in Sam, the word eating, and just the letter U on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's at What's Eating You with the same spelling. This is Wendy Knight Agard signing off from the Wendy Knight Agard Show for today. Peace to everyone.